Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone. So everybody tune in. Everybody get involved. This is a show that everybody, in a way, should be getting behind because it's about, basically, self-preservation, self-discovery. Hello. What's going on? I'm the one and only Talk Dude. And you are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Now, I want to encourage everybody out there to get involved. Get in the middle of this conversation. Get into it. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I'm not sure he's out there, but it's my co-host, Organic. Okay, is he out there? Come on, let me hear you.
I'm right here. How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right. And the show is brought to you by Organic Okay, you know. He's the one behind all this. All right. All right. Now, look, let me tell you something. Being handicapped ain't all bad. You know, I've been handicapped my whole life. And you know what? There are some perks to it. I'm not just talking better parking, better seating, and better spots in the public restroom. No, really. There, you know, some of the other handicapped people I've met throughout my life, I had a weird habit. You see, this is a weird thing with me. I was the kind of guy who, I don't know, I basically, whenever I saw somebody who's going to be worse off than me, I always tried to help. I always tried to get involved. I always tried to get in the middle of it, you know. Might have gotten me in some trouble. There's a guy I know who was actually literally mentally retarded. You know what he does? He lives life to the utmost. He really does. I mean, I always see him on our main street. He lives there. He lives there, and he works there. He spends all his free time there. He goes where the action is. And everybody knows his name. I'm not going to mention on the air due to copyright and whatever, but you get the idea.
Yeah, but often they call it intellectual decline now.
That was intellectually handicapped. Well, look, he's got Down syndrome or something. I believe it's Down syndrome. Now, here's the thing. I remember seeing him there every single day, and there was this coffee shop he always used to hang out in. I don't know. I thought he basically worked there. He was always there. But I found out he was just a customer, just a hangout, until one day they told him they didn't want him anymore. They kicked him out of it. And there was another bar he got kicked out of, too, simply for being mentally defective in the head. And this is a crime. This is an atrocity. I mean, look, I've seen this myself. Sometimes they don't want somebody who's handicapped.
Back a moment. So you're telling this guy that you call intellect decline, he's going to a bar to hang out.
You got it.
All right. So you're telling me he said he had no mental function that allowed him to understand he went to a bar, and you realize he went to a bar, he's hanging out in a bar. Is he drinking at the bar?
I believe he has. I believe he had a couple. I believe he had a brew or two.
Okay, so it's not against the law for a person to just mentally have mental issues to actually get liquor, right?
Yeah, you got it. I mean, they have the right to refuse service to any customer. And the thing is, sometimes they do that. They just don't want him there because he was mentally defective. And I'm thinking, it's a bar. Everybody there is going to be is working there to get brain damage. Everybody there is piling them on. They're drinking. You know, I knew another guy that I used to hang out with, whatever, that now he's permanently drunk. You know those people who basically have been drinking for so long that now they're actually like that, so now they always walk through life drunk? It's permanent. A wet brain, I believe it's called.
Some people look at people like that as people that are sober. They call them like sober. They call them sober drunks because they have the same. I mean, this is the thing. So I have a hard time locking into a narrative that you're lying everybody, because I always see the rare situation where this one person or this particular individuals are different. So as I see that, I'm like, okay, now every person got, it's all deception. In case deception, right?
Absolutely.
And then guess what? It's 20 people on this earth we never met before, and we are generalizing. We have this kind of like, you know, we find all the time,
when you're healthy mentally, healthy, and you are aligned to the things that are balanced in your life, you start seeing things that bigger than what your problems have presented itself. You start seeing cleansing of the thoughts of things that you have been exposed to. I have people like this all the time saying, if a person truly holds on to this discrimination, discriminating against disabled people, discriminating against, and then they just become another form of disability because how they discriminate and how they deny people the rural information that the resources are actually supposed to provide them, not telling them, right? There's a lot of services that disabled people are not familiar with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you find some disabled people know about services. It's not their job to go out their way and not to get information. But you see, the thing that they know, they say they know, and they know a person will know, they hear a person say, I don't know this, and guess what they won't do?
You tell me.
They will not tell the person about the resources that they know about. And then when a person finds this person was denying information that they told them about, they start saying, oh, I don't like this person. And now this person mad at them, but this person has a valid reason. If you know something about resources and you can tell a person, because this is the thing. So often we always complain about people that have resources not sharing, and then when a person has resources, they won't provide it to you, you know? And where are they really taking a person, right? Think to yourself, where is it really taking you to be selfish? You're not even happy yet. I mean, what's the purpose of doing something you're not even enjoying? If you're trying to get other people to try to sponsor your no happy, emotional, contaminated spirit, and you're just contaminating other people with somebody that could be healthy for the better being of people, right? Because everybody got a season, right?
Absolutely.
They said 4 seasons, right? So, okay. So look at it that way. Your mindset, how you actually exposing happiness, making people see things that they could not see because they were blocked by things that are in your vision to make it better. That's another thing they tell. Some people are blocked by the vision that your mind in the capacity of your mind. And they can't see around because your mind and your ability could be uniquely changing their lives. It's basically like curtains, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you go on the stage before, what you don't see? You don't see on the other side of the curtain, right?
Yeah.
And is that by accident? No, it's designed that way. The curtain is there for a reason, right? So trying to think the message that's being presented can be so amazing. So that's what I want you to understand. Don't waste your time. I ain't gonna say leave your time, but don't waste your time. You heard that?
Yeah, I hear what you said.
Leave your time, but don't waste your time. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah, so it's so important how we're talking about utilizing information, utilizing people that's helping us, you know, motivating us, pinning your mental aspect in the college way. Don't waste your time on energy of people that are never going to motivate you, people are never going to be inspired by things that you're talking about, because they're looking at you and they keep brainwashing you and seeing things that's not going to change your life. That is their goal. And you're trying to be lost because you're so inspired. You're seeing your part of you. If you left yourself there, it'd be miserable. And that's what you're seeing. And they know that. Some people hold you in like a cup.
Hmm.
Wherever you pour out, idea-wise, they drink it and utilize it. And it'd be you losing because you're thinking that they're going to brace what you're saying. No. The bracing part comes once you understand how to open up. Because once you embrace the wisdom of those type of people, you start seeing all what you said. Look at this. This is what it's like. The average shower people wear, they got 3 knobs, right? They got the shower knob, it's in the middle most of the time, and then they got the left cold. I mean, left normally is hot, depending on where you're at. Left is hot, and the right is cold, right?
All right.
Imagine that with your life, and you can adjust, assess at that measure. As it's off, you turn it on. You want warm, more warm, more warm, more cold. Then you turn the shower on. success can be operated. Once you understand that, you start saying, oh, man, I've been playing my own self. Because you're so close to realize, like, when you jump into a swimming pool, it's like you're drowning. You come up to the top. Once you don't let that water out and start drinking that water, you're going to float to the top. And you must understand that and stop sabotaging. Look at your mind. Your mind's lying to you. You know it's a problem. Once your mind starts saying that, you start, all right, that's it. You start, you know, this credit, don't mind start destroying you. You know it's there because polluted things have you exposed yourself to. Now, it's not everybody's will to be successful, but success does not have a limitation because your will don't operate under this, right? It's like saying you're not hungry because you're not hungry. Did that mean I'm not hungry? Right?
Yeah.
So look at the will that way. When someone don't got the will, so I got the will to say, hey, I'm hungry. You're offering me, hey, I'm fixing something to eat. You're hungry, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what? You start cooking that food, so I smell so good. I say, hey, I wasn't hungry, but guess what?
What?
I start smelling that food, so I smell so good, I want to eat a little bit. And do you mind? You have the extra. Guess what? See, the idea, I made a little extra. Eat that food, so, oh, my goodness. See what I'm saying? But you live in a will that you're not willing to love yourself. You're not willing to love yourself. And you're willing to be outside of yourself. But love yourself. Love yourself as you love to love others. Some people, they say this. They say, how can you love somebody you're not going out to love yourself? But guess what?
What?
Sometimes the demonstration you're playing is from within loving someone. And as you're playing with the love, it tingles your love. It tingles the actual interest of in your desire, that motivating reflection of connecting. Yes, I said that, connecting. Now, I want to truly take this moment to say, I like this. Give Talk Duke. Now,
yes.
Talk Duke, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And not only I appreciate the thing, I put that on mute for a second because I wanted to pause the moment that I said the powerful message that you bring into the table. Now, this is the thing that I tell you about. And you are not going to fall short from not hearing this conversation. Too much is given. Much is required. So you don't think you have to be required to do some things?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, so if you know you're required to do some things, why do you think you put this pass by and act like at the altitude that you're at, you're not going to have to do things that people don't have that ability to see, have that ability to care, don't know how to even find the ability to care, and you think, oh, no one's here. You don't think some of the most luxury places in success have shown you things that people cannot ever dream of finding. That's why they got the tutoring of a dream. The dream tutor you. The dream is in the apartment of finding things that your mind has never thought about thinking
mm-hmm.
of.
Mm-hmm.
And that dream is trying to remind the blessings that united each other. Thank everybody. My name is Comedy Organic. Okay, technically my name is Organic. Okay, but I said comedy because I'm
talking to you. This was supposed to be a half hour long. I don't know what happened. I need to.
Hey,
I'm gonna go check it out.
Everything happened for the reason that is possibly presented at this moment. Maybe the message that we're saying is so powerful is the presentation of a pre appetizer and the pre signal. But this is what I say, dude. Talk, beautiful woman, beautiful, that's it. You know. Talk, dude, enjoy beautiful women. Enjoy beautiful women. You thought I forgot about that moment, huh? No, even just short time. Now, everyone, you must relax on this moment. Talk, dude. You take care, man. And remember, beautiful women don't lie the discrimination of your desires, but ugly women lie in the bones that locks in the less of the bone marrow. Once you get the bone marrow out of that ugly woman, the bone is locked into being. The bone is ugly to the bone. This is the beautiful moment that's in that bone marrow. But it's not much of it. Now, everyone, let that sink in your mind. We're taking a moment to come back another time, another day. That's next Wednesday. Take care, everyone.
Take care. Good night.